I want you to turn with me in your Bibles to the fifth division of the Psalms. It's a Psalm of David, Psalms chapter 5. And to give this message a title, But As For Me. But As For Me. Boy, it's been a fast pace. And you're doing the things that you're called to do, and it just happens to be at the same time as election, and you're able, of course, through communication to get reports from back home. But, you know, so many things happening, so many things coming down. It's been a very, very challenging time in this nation. Our nation has come through a very divisive time. And the elections of 08 are over. And it's time for us to pray for the president that's still in office. And as I said a moment ago, for President-elect Obama. It's time for us to pray for this nation. And as I was meditating and traveling, in one respect, I was just thinking, going through the airport in London, it's like nothing's happening economically in the world. But it's not the true reading, because you're getting people from all over the world. It's an international crossroads there. And I told the team, I said, you know, you wouldn't think there's a financial problem in the world. You know, all kind of shops there and people buying and all different races, nationalities, you know, people coming through. But, you know, we're facing some serious problems in our world today. And they're not going to go away unless God's people pray. I mean, there's been a lot of things that I've been praying about. My heart was heavy. My spirit was grieved. And sometimes I think, is anyone listening to what you say? And then some of you respond and encourage me. And yes, pastors do need encouragement. I believe in what I say and I believe in what I preach. I don't stutter or blink in that. But sometimes when you are a leader, sometimes there's a question mark. What is being heard and what is being responded to? And, you know, I was really crying out to God. And the day after the election, I said, God, what about the future of our nation? What's happening? And many times I have found that the psalm of the day seems to fit what's happening. Now, it's not always that way. But Psalms 5, I believe, was airmail from God or email from God. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry. David's concerned about some things, so he's turned to prayer. Hear my cry, my King, my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. I'll tell you, prayer is a good way to look up. If you're looking down too much, you'll bump into something. You'll I glanced off at something today and I almost changed lanes. You know, you have to be careful and realize that everywhere you go, you must be responsible with your eyes and with your actions and how you do things. Well, he said, I'll direct my prayer unto you and I'll look up. Okay, say with me, I will look up. All right. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell in thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. That means lying, deceitful, false words. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful. And in that, I don't think I do any violence to the scripture by seeing abortion in that also. The bloody and the deceitful man. Now, you know, David's on the edge here. I mean, if anybody ever faced real life and had a sensitivity to what was happening around him, some folks just, what's up, man? They don't understand the issues. They don't understand what's happening. It's just, do I have money in my pocket? Do I have food in my tummy? And, you know, where we go. But here's what David said. I mean, a lot of things are coming down. David was dealing with wickedness, evil, workers of iniquity, leasing, bloody and deceitful men. A lot of things were happening in David's life. But this was the message that I knew God just right to my heart. Psalms chapter 5, verse 7. But as for me. But as for me. Don't let your life be too consumed with what somebody else is doing, or what someone else is not doing, or what someone else should have done. I mean, I know this is simple, but it was manna from heaven, but as for me. Wickedness and sin and foolishness and workers of iniquity and all kinds of words are flying, not only in our nation, but across Europe. We're told how wonderful Europe is and we're all going to become like Europe. You want $11 a gallon? Just help yourself. Yeah, things are wonderful in UK. Healthcare is the pits. Fuel's come down a little bit. I think it's down to maybe $8 or $9 a gallon. But I mean, people are hurting all over the world on this fuel thing. Airlines are hurting. I mean, people in the transportation business, they're hurting. This fuel thing is hurting Uganda. It's hurting every nation that needs fuel. You say they shouldn't need fuel. Well, stay home then. Don't go anywhere. Right or wrong, we're nations on wheels. And there's times you have to go places and you use all the public transportation you can use, but we still need fuel. That's why it doesn't take superior intelligence. No, we'd better drill and start making provision for the future, but that's not my message today. But as for me, there's a lot of things to get disturbed about, a lot of things to get mad about, a lot of things to get frustrated about. Nations and leaders of nations, you go into every poor nation, there is scarcely a nation that does not have pockets of plenty, but it's all at the top. It's all boxed up in someone's Swiss bank account, or it's all in someone's warehouse. I mean, there are very few nations that do not have resources probably sufficient to do quite well. But it's being hoarded. And so, you know, you can think about all kinds of things. But as for me, regardless of what someone else does, if you don't get a grip on this, you'll be frustrated, mad. You'll be on the roof, you know, talking to the birds coming flying by. There's a lot to be frustrated about in the world, all over the world. And even this financial thing. I mean, leading experts say we don't know how close we came to run on the banks here, right here in our nation. And I mean, people in high places were doing everything they could do to keep there from being a run on the banks. You say, why are you getting into this? Folks, it's time for us to wake up. It's time for us to wake. If we haven't heard wake-up calls in the last few weeks, we need our bell rung. Every evangelical church in this nation ought to be capacity only this morning. Just the money alone. Economy alone, you lose a third of your savings, or you lose a half of your savings, or you lose your investments for retirement. If that doesn't get your attention, you're brain dead. Not to have a nervous breakdown about it, but we need to face these things as God told us to face them. You better get your faith on the line. It's like it always has been. The just shall live by his or her faith. You better get your faith out there. Get your faith on your finances. Get your faith on the finances of a nation. That's not a negative. It's just a wake-up call. You see, I've alluded to it two or three times here lately, but, you know, sometimes I'm just Pastor Bob. Hey, I'm more than Pastor Bob. There's a prophetic streak in me. There's a bishop streak in me. There's an apostolic streak in me. And there are things in me that I know things. I know. And I have done a little bit of traveling. I'm not the biggest world traveler, but in traveling, I see things coming down. I saw things coming down years ago that people just say, well, you know, as long as I've got gas in my tank, as long as I've got wheels. Hey, it's more than that. We've got to put our faith on the line because, you see, you're being blessed. Blesses not only the work of God, but enables the work of God to go forward. There really is no excuse for a businessman making profits except that he help the word of God and the work of God to profit. It's God that causes us to profit. I mean, I need 10 or 20 businessmen that if I needed it, I could call and have $10,000 checks coming in. We have projects. We have things that need to be done, and we're doing some things. You look around here, we're doing some things. Some things are changing. But we need more help to do what we really need to do. And we just want to keep things solving, want to keep things where they should be. Thank God everything we have is paid for here. You say, I'd like to see better carpet, write the check. You say, I'd like to dress up the auditorium, me too, write the check. Help me. Amen. I mean, there are churches when money was easy, they borrowed millions of dollars and they're in a world of hurt right now. Because what you borrow sooner, well, I don't know, they say some things are changing. Sooner or later has to be repaid. What you borrow sooner or later has to be repaid. Now, let's get to the heart of the message here. But as for me, I mean, this has been in my spirit for days. David said, but as for me, wickedness, leasing, you know, all the things that are going on. But as for me, it all starts with me. My world starts with me. Of course, under God, you understand that. But with me, what I believe. He said, oh, let me just read it. But as for me, I will come into thy house. In the multitude of thy mercy and in thy fear will I worship toward the holy temple, thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord. Oh, that's so profound. Lead me, Lord, in thy righteousness. Because of mine enemies, make thy way straight before my face. And then he goes into some of the things again that he's facing. There's no faithfulness in their mouth. Inward part is full of wickedness. Throat, an open sepulcher. They flatter with their tongue. I mean, the news media is a mess. They are not news media. They're a gossip media. But it said, destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. You know, it's amazing how many reporters have lost their job on the New York Times. You keep prophesying that stuff, and it's going to bite you. You keep prophesying negatives. I mean, there's some news people that are out there hurting trying to find a job today. You better prophesy good things. Amen. He said, destroy thou them, O God. I don't think he meant to kill them, but I think he said, Lord, let their works come to naught. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. See, what the world doesn't realize, you don't pick a fight with God and win. Never, 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 never. Never. But let all that put their trust in thee rejoice, and let them ever shout for joy. I said, let all, oh my, let all of those that put their trust in thee. Who or what is your trust in? My. Let them shout for joy, to be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor and will compass him about as with a shield. Let me just give you some things that this, but as for me. But as for me, I'm going to keep coming to church. What about these fanatical evangelicals? I haven't read it yet, but it might be interesting to read this afternoon sometime. What about us fanatics? We're not going away. What about the religious fanatics? I'm a religious fanatic. I'm a righteous religious fanatic. I believe the word of God. I believe in Jesus. I believe in the power of God. I believe in signs, wonders, and miracles. I'm fanatic. Righteously fanatic. But I'm going to keep coming to church. Because David said, until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I. Every time I come to church, I get me some more understanding. I get it when I pray. I get it when I read. But when I come to church, if your antennas are up. Now, I mean, if you're just, you know, if you And then you're pulling your calendar out, you know, if you're into what's going on. But if you just come and put your little antennas up and say, I will receive from God today. I'll receive in my mind, my body, and my spirit. I'll keep coming to God's house, number one. As for me, I will continue to keep coming to God's house. Secondly, I will continue to worship God. It's all right here in chapter 5. I will continue to worship God. Not worship things, not worship. Well, we could go a lot of different ways there. Can't forget what Oral Roberts said when we were some of the ministers visiting in his home and being ministered to in April of this year. He said, every day, focus on Jesus. People ask, how are you 90 years old and you're still alive in your spirit? He said, every day I focus on Jesus. You can focus on the problem. You can focus on problematic people. You can focus on the news media. But every day, focus on Jesus. Number three, I will continue to cry out to God to be led by God in the way of righteousness. Be led by God. Folks, it's so important to be led by God. Don't be led by emotion or frenzy or just pressure. Get the mind of God before you do what you do, before you buy what you buy. It's so important to be led by God. It's so important. I will be led by the Lord. That's what David was saying. I'm going to be led by the Lord. I'm still going to pray 2 Chronicles 7:14, Lord, heal our land. We sang it this morning. But as for me, I will pray. I'm not going to stop praying. I'm going to continue to pray. You know, 53 of the 55 founding fathers of this nation were believers. Let me say that one more time. 53 of 55, that's pretty good average, of those who are founding, the founding fathers of this, essentially of this nation, were what you would call Orthodox Bible believers. They believed in Jesus. They believed in the Word of God. And I'll tell you, folks, there's so much talk about what's wrong with America. You know why we've stayed on? You know why we've survived for 200 and how many years is it now? 30? What? 232 years? You know how we've made it so far? Just look at your coins. Look at your currency. I didn't put anything in my pocket this morning. But when I checked earlier this morning, it still said, in God we trust. That's the only reason America's not gone down the drain. We're still trusting God. But as for me, I'm going to keep on praying. He went on to say something else. I will continue to follow God's straight path, though it's not popular today. Calvary often has walked to a different drumbeat. So be it, if that's what God says to do. Whether it's in religion or whether it's in politics or in life. It's not the 10 suggestions, it's the 10 commandments. They won't save you, but they'll sure keep you front end in line. That's a loaded statement. I better move right on here. Oh, I will continue to follow God's straight path. Do what's right. Follow the straight path. Do what's right. Say what's right. Stand up for what's right. It may cost you a lion's den or a pit or a burning fiery furnace, but there'll be a fourth man in the fire. Follow God's straight path. Do what's right. I will continue also to firmly believe that God will take care of the wicked. If you don't get this one settled, it will just, every day of your life will be a day when you'll be upset. Two psalms that have helped me stay on my feet for so many years, Psalms 37 and Psalm 73. Seen the wicked spreading himself like a green bay tree. I tithe, he doesn't. I go to church, he doesn't. I do the right thing and he's... As our lawyer said the other day, talking about two guys, they said they're still just as crooked as they've ever been. I mean, that's the reputation a couple of men had. And he said, they're still just as crooked as they've ever been. You see, your reputation precedes you. Huh? But I believe God will take care of the wicked. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in God's law does he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. He shall bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. The Lord knoweth, hallelujah, the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. God will take care of the wicked. And I will continue another point here. I love this word trust. I have fallen in love with this word trust the last 2 years. It's all through the Psalms. Trust, trust, trust. Oh, Jesus, I will continue to trust in the Lord. It talks about trust, trust. Total, complete reliance on the Lord. Verse 11, but all those that put their trust in thee. See, all those that put their trust in thee. Let me give you some scriptures. Psalms 27:5. In the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. Psalms 32, verses 6 through 8. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely the floods of great waters, they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. And the Lord's promise is, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with my eye. Old people, young people, all people, you need to get a grip on this. My, my. Psalms 34:17, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Psalms 34:22, the Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Psalms 37:3, trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily you'll be fed. Psalms 56:3-4, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Psalms 56:11, in God if I put my trust, I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Get that in your spirit. Psalms 66:20, blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. Oh, I tell you, if you can't read the Psalms and get encouraged, my, it's just all the way through. Trust. I will continue to trust in the Lord. I look back at so many times we would have gone under worse than the Titanic. I mean, if you hang out long enough, you face those times. And God brought us through. No answer, no resources, no, no, no. But God said, yes, yes, yes. How great is our God. How great is our God. I will continue to trust in the Lord with all my heart. Oh, yes, Lord. Thus, I rejoice. Those that trust. You know, you say, well, who's trusting the Lord? I'll tell you how to spot them. They rejoice, they joy, they're joyful. Three characteristics of those that trust in the Lord. They joy, they rejoice, they're joyful. And I will continue to believe that I am compassed about, surrounded by God's protection. I mean, this is the way it ends up in that last verse. Three things it tells us about those that trust God. I'm surrounded by God's protection, by God's favor, and I am blessed by God. I'm surrounded. I'm surrounded. I'm surrounded. Hallelujah. I am surrounded. Surrounded by what? Protection, favor, and blessing. I remember when I was back in school, everyone had someone in the ministry but me. And I tell you, Father, being a lawyer doesn't help you at all breaking into the ministry. Someone had an uncle or a brother or, you know, some relative that was a district superintendent or an important official or in a certain organization. They would appoint you to churches, and they knew the head bishop, and he was going to appoint them. And I'd say, what about me, Lord? But, you know, when you're surrounded, I said, when you're surrounded, no wonder Psalms 23 said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in God's house forever. You know, Hagar was in an awkward position. Sarah had a bright idea, and then it didn't seem such a good idea. And Abraham had to keep peace around the house, so he gets involved in that. And here's a woman with a brand new baby off in the middle of nowhere. God cares about people off in the middle of nowhere. God cares about people who have been caught in an awkward situation. I mean, all she did was submit as a servant. It wasn't her idea to begin with. And now, here she is off God knows where. But an angel shows up. A real angel. Not one of these show business angels, but I mean a real angel. A real angel. A real angel shows up and takes care of the situation. This morning there may be nobody showing up in your life, but I'll tell you, God's here to show up. God's here to show up. I said God is here to show up. When no one shows up, God shows up. When no one will help, God helps. My God, have mercy. Thought I was through, and I'm almost through. We're surrounded. It's a setup. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me. Dog my steps in a good way. Help me. Lift me up when I fall. And I'm not over the last message I preached before we went to Africa. God, remember, God has faith in your faith. Did you get that? God has faith in your faith. I preached it again last Sunday morning. Man, the pastor came unglued. I mean, and the people, because it's a thought that's bigger than I am. God has faith in your faith. Get a grip on that, and nothing's going to pull you under. God has faith in my faith. See, that's the kind of faith God had in Job. You can criticize him all you want to, but God had faith in Job. He had faith in Job's faith. Satan said he'll go under. God said, no, he won't. He'll go over. Satan said, take away all his stuff and he'll curse God to his face. God said, no way, man. God had faith in Job's faith. And God has faith in your faith. Get a grip on that, folks. I'm not just preaching. These are not words. God has faith in your faith. Praise the Lord. So Psalms 5 was an airmail or an email from God to my heart. But as for me, I can't help what other churches do. I can't help what other preachers preach. I mean, if it's, you know, something's, I'm not speaking negatively, but I mean, I'm not responsible for the world. I'm not responsible for all other churches. I'm not responsible for all preachers. I can't even be responsible for some of you. Amen. Because people can do what they want to do, go the direction they want to go. There's nothing you can do about it as a pastor. But oh, I have faith in God, and you have faith in God. You know, I was just, I used to lead praise and worship, and I've always had a streak of it in me. Did that for several years. End of my message, I just began to sing a song last Sunday morning, Miracle Church. Just a simple song that I remember singing years ago. It says, He will never let go my hand. He will never let go my hand. And they begin to sing it across the audience. Never heard it before, but oh, did they pick it up. Though the storms may come and the winds they may blow, oh, He will never let go my hand. Do we need to raise that? Never let go. It's dessert time. It's dessert time. No calories, only blessings. He will never let go my hand. And all the people begin to sing it. Though the storms may come and the winds they may blow, He will never let go my hand. And I got about that far into it and I stopped. But the people just kept on singing, He will never. They started singing it, let go. And the choir started to sing it. And the musicians started to play it. Oh, He will never let go my hand. Though the storms may come, they will, and the winds they may blow, He will never let go. After a while, the pastor took the service and he started to make some announcements, but they just kept singing, He will never let go my hand. Got into their spirit. Oh, He will never let go my hand. Though the storm breaking up and they'd been dismissed after a while, they were still singing, He will never. You could just hear it all over the house. Let go. Get it in your heart, child of God. He will never let go my hand. Although the storm left in the car, fortunately, but some of the people had to walk 2 or 3 blocks to get up to try to catch public transport, and you could hear him walking down the road. He will never let go. Oh, He'll never let go of my hair. Oh, He will never let go.
Let go my hand.
that accurate, Brother Charlie? Is that what happened? You were there. You heard it. I mean, it just settled over everybody. And then the pastor got up and started singing it again. And the musicians just kept on playing. People walking down the road, hundreds and hundreds of people. Oh, he will never let go my hand. That's so special, so important. Though the storms may come and the winds they may blow, he will never let go my hand. You know, it's a few moments there from the great hour of noon, but I just... You know what I felt? I've said it to God so many times. God, change me. Lord, let it just be a time of new beginnings. Just stir my heart. Speak to my heart. Stir me up, Lord. I don't want to be just another preacher. I don't want Calvary Cathedral International to be just another church. I want this to be red hot. 15 years ago, Bill Clinton was elected into office. I didn't understand, and you may think he's the greatest thing, whatever, but he had a lot of flaws. And as you know, some things really sad happened. Very disgraceful things happened. I couldn't understand why there was such a cry for revival in my heart. 15 years later, Brother Rodney's coming this summer, but we can't wait till summer. There's a cry in my heart, God, revive us again. Oh, God, 15 years later. The spirit of revival is not dead, but fire needs to raise. I wonder just how many just join me for a final word of prayer. Let's just cry out to God. Do it again, Lord. Do it again, Lord. Pour out your spirit. Pour out of your spirit, oh God. Pour out of your spirit, oh God. Oh my God. Pour out of your spirit. Start the work in me. God, start revival in me. Start a new spirit of revival in me, Lord. Oh, God, don't let me be so absorbed with all the stuff that's happening around me. Lift your hands. Let's cry out to God. Lord, pour out your spirit today. Do it in me, Lord. Start the work in me. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Start the work in me. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, start the fires of revival in me in a new way. Start the power of God in me in a new way. Oh, God, give me a new love for the Word, a new love for prayer, a new love for church. Oh, God, just give me a new fervency in being a giver unto God. Lord, may my focus every day be on Jesus, not on the news media. May we not start every day with CNN or whatever else, but may we start the day with the Word of God. Oh, may we get a grip on the Word. Get a grip on the Word. Get a grip on the Word. Oh, God. Lord, I just thank you. Now just begin to just praise Him. I mean, lift your voice. Let's praise Him. Lord, we praise you today. Oh, God, we praise you today. Oh, God, we praise you today. We praise you today. We bless the name of our God. But as for me, I will be a God chaser. I will be hungry for God. I will cry out for revival. I will be available for God. But as for me, I will. Hallelujah. Oh, praise be unto God. I tell you, folks, there's a spirit. Oh, my God, there's a spirit of revival in this room today. There's a spirit of revival in this room. Lord, let it fill our school, our Bible school, our Christian school. Let it fill this church. Let it fill every musician. Oh, God, just let a new fervency for God fill us and overwhelm us, oh God, we pray. Hallelujah. One more time, lift your voice and let's magnify the Lord. Lift your voice. Oh, hallelujah. 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 I said hallelujah. Praise be unto God. It's just been about, 11 years ago, we had to have a station manager in Kampala, Uganda. The station was up, it was on. But boy, there were problems. We almost lost it. Brother Dale Gentry, we were praying about it in my office. He said, what about Gary Everett? And I said, you know, really, I haven't had a conversation with Gary. I know, you know, he's a nice guy and he loves God. But I said, if that name comes to you, we'll call him in. So we called Brother Gary in. It's just amazing. If you keep showing up for work, if you just keep doing what God told you last. And what we didn't know about Brother Gary was that he was a graduate of Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary, but that's just the beginning, has a master's degree master's degree in missions. And he just got him a young wife. And she was here, and they had a nice home out in Richland Hills, and he was working in rehab construction. He had pastored a church till he received the Holy Spirit. Then he got the left foot of fellowship or right foot, whatever. And so you know what he'd been doing? Just doing ministry of helps. Just helping. It's amazing what God does for helpers. Helpers is a big deal with God. Because I'm going to tell you something. My reward's not going to be any greater than those that do what God called you to do, doing what you're doing. You know, David, when they came back from the battle, David said, all right, bless these other guys. They were so tired they couldn't make it. They said, no, we're not going to share. They said, oh, David said, yeah, they are. Because, see, they were on the same team. And so when we told him what we had in mind, I mean, we needed help and we needed it quick. And my head was screaming almost impossibility. You call someone in the office, the chances of them having passports, their finances in order, I mean, most people can't afford to do the work of God. They're in such a mess. They were in such a situation. I said, Minshew, are you willing to give up that nice house? She said, the work of God's more important than a house. She said, I'll go where my husband goes. I'll do what God wants us to do. She's from the Philippine Islands. She has a nicer situation than she's ever had, and she's risen to the occasion. I mean, she's a sharp young lady, but she's willing to lay it all. You know, what you refuse to give, you'll ultimately lose, if that's what God wants. They were out of here on a plane headed for, in 11 days, the house was still there, the truck's still there. They just said, we're going to go do the will of God. Now, you better have some guidance and you better have a team around you. You don't get bright ideas about that kind of thing. It's either God or it isn't. And for 11 years, they've been there and done a marvelous job, incredible job, just going into a totally different situation than they'd ever known before. Father, I just thank you that you're going to be using all of us. You are using us. Standing here right now, you're using us. And Father, we just intercede for the United States of America. We're not perfect. We've got a lot of sins. We've got a lot of flaws. But God, this nation has been a sending nation. A nation that has given medicine. A nation that has given many, many things. And Father, we just cry out, help America. Heal America. Lord, we're believing for breakthrough into people's lives that don't even understand the way we believe God and the Word of God. We're believing for revival in this nation. Father, we thank you for what you're doing in Russia and so many of those places overseas. And Father, God, it's not time to be discouraged. It's not time to compromise. It's not time to quit. It's time not to retire. It's time to refire. It's time to just purpose. I will serve the Lord. But as for me. But as for me. I will. Say it with me. But as for me, I will. Is that too simple for you? That's ground floor. I mean, that's first grade reader. But as for me, I will. Hallelujah. Well, let's praise the Lord. We're going to let you get out of here. Oh, bless the Lord. Father, we thank you today. Thank you, God. Be here tonight, 6:30, Wednesday night. You know the announcement. I'm not through. I got to quit. My Lord. Shake someone's hand and say, but as for me, I will. Oh, but as for me, I will. We got it back. But as for me, yeah, shake someone. But as for me, go. He will never let go. If you're a guest or a visitor, we have guest gifts for our guest to my left. Oh, he will never let go my hand. Oh. Storms may come.